From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip of our show, Guys, We Fucked, the Anti-Slut-Shaming Podcast. On this episode, we interview comedian Shane Torres. And we talk about so many things.
All kinds of
You're
dicks.
You're not even going to believe it.
Nipples.
He has one, we think.
Buttholes.
We're
it's a common
sure.
denominator.
And Luminary is available via the iTunes app now. For full episodes of Guys We Fucked, you're going to subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts by going to apple.co/GWF. That's apple.co/GWF.
Where are you in terms of like a woman's pleasure and how much do you care about it? Like some I've dated guys that are like obsessed with a woman coming first, or like truly, or a guy that's just like,
well, it's like it's like it's always important to me that it happens for them, but like I can't act like
thanks.
Yeah, no, but like I can't act like I don't haven't popped before they've popped yet.
Right.
Yeah. So like, you know, then I just finish them off however they want to be finished off, whether my mouth or my finger. Or
tell me more.
That's, well, I mean, actually prefer that because,
like, I mean, like, if I come first, then and they don't get off,
yeah,
you know, you like I'm just like, okay, give me like 2 seconds, and I'm gonna like
2 seconds.
Well, whatever, yeah, you know, I mean, like, yeah, yeah, like
not, let me rest my eyes.
Yeah, just let me rest my eyes for about 8 hours.
I am not envious of straight men or gay women in that I don't know how to. A vagina is just so different than every other vagina. Like vaginas are just so unique. And you don't know.
I
what
mean,
you're
I
getting.
Think you guys think that, but not as unique as you think they are.
Really?
No.
I love that you said that.
Yeah.
I
like,
do
I mean,
too,
they
but
are, but they're not like, it's not like one's a Maserati and one's a Honda Civic. You know, like, there's still
that's
the.
That's not
the,
what I was told.
I mean,
that was just someone basic, trying to make you feel special.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting plenty of No, I mean, like, it's not like it's impossible to figure one out. If you can figure one out, you can kind of figure out the other ones. You just, I think you need
right.
to, like, take your time. I'm not
yeah.
saying it's like.
Well, I didn't
natural,
even know.
You know what I mean? Like, but it's like, just pay attention to what you're doing and you'll get there eventually. I'm not saying it comes. I think that's what I think, really.
Right.
You know, like if she twitches her hip a little bit when I go down on her, that's probably a good sign. You
right.
know, like, yeah.
It's the same as when you're trying to pet a dog and you need to find out where the spot's going to make their legs shake.
Exactly,
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
And I will never make that comparison
Thank
myself.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that's what I think, you know, and I.
Yeah,
I
you read their body language.
Yeah. You know, also for sure have come up snake eyes on some lovers.
Come up snake eyes on some lovers. What
yeah.
do you do?
I cracked out.
What do you mean you can't
that.
Make her come?
Yeah, or like if I've hooked up with someone and then just like, you know, like it's been like a sloppy mess and you're just like, you know, y'all just wipe each other's faces off and,
and pretend
it like,
never
this
happened.
Is just like, well, you're just like, well, this was clearly a thing we thought was a good idea and it's kind of like, wasn't, you know, like
yeah.
like biodiesel or
like the whole know. Like the whole
the
just
pipeline
hooking up in general wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, like it's more like, you know, when you okay, I put it this way, I'll tell you a story. You dance around somebody for a while, like you kind of like each other, but the timing never works.
Sure,
out.
Yeah,
yeah,
like, it's this flirty.
Neither
little
one
game.
Of you ever makes the move at the right time or the hard move.
Right,
you know what I mean.
Right, right, right. Or you're not available.
And then
the
you finally, whatever, you have too many Aperol spritzes, and you. You're like, what
nice
are we
drink choice. Exactly, yeah, what are you yeah. describing,
that,
Corinne?
I got
yeah.
hooked on those. Like,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, they're
yeah.
good.
I can
yeah.
try them.
It's a 40-year-old divorcee drink.
Nice.
Or a 39-year-old man loves to have a cocktail.
Nope, okay. Nope.
No. Hey, see, here's the thing.
No,
when we go out you're of wrong. Our range, when we go out of our space, we are criticized.
It's yeah. I'm spiraling
it's
and I'm trying
you're
to
a
fuck
woman.
The pool
see,
boy.
Even you did it. Now you're an unhappy woman because you didn't have a Bud Light.
Yeah. Oh God. Okay, so then you're dancing around someone, you drink Aperol spritzes,
yeah, yeah,
and then
and you're like, let's finally get, or you know, like you, one of you make, they're like, okay, and then
let's
you're like,
finally get it over with.
Well, like finally, you know,
some,
like
some of the sex I've had is get it over with.
Yeah,
sex.
Let's just see, like, it was, like, are we gonna? And then I think when in those situations, I have come up short because you're like you're trying to live up to something that's been
yes.
built up too long, like
yes,
way too long, you
yeah.
know, and they're like. you're like, well, they liked me or flirted with me all these years because
right.
maybe they thought I would. I don't know how much they thought about sex with me. So, like, how weird can my thing be?
Right. Well, like, it seems yeah. like, the, you know, the like, will you know, we like, or won't we is more appealing, yeah. enticing than the actual sex.
Yes.
Well, if you wait too long, I think there's a point, like, when it gets hot, like, leading up to it. But then, yes, there's a point at which you pass it and then it will never live up to the
yeah.
expectation.
And I think it's also, like, kind of that thing of, like, it's easier when you're like, I'm going, this person and I are going to fuck. Like, right. you know, like, because you're just like, let's just kind of be raw about it. And
yeah.
fingers end up where they may.
Have you ever said like, we're going to fuck. And then the person was like, no, you read that wrong.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, wow. That,
that's I, good. Like, I've made moves and people have been like, it's not like that, but never like a move so hard. Like,
yeah, you're pretty in tune with people. Yeah, so like, hard the cops had to be called.
Yeah. I was like, what? It came over. She bought me a Mars bar. What was I supposed to think?
Oh my God.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big, but we keep them bottled up and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love. And we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/guys.
Yeah, that's always fun. Have you ever had somebody like, what to you is good in bed? And what's
like,
he was
can,
bad
I mean, can
at
you
bed.
Elaborate? What do you mean? Like,
just like I look back at my sexual history and my partners, and I could very quickly identify what like the top experience and then the lowest experience, and I'm like, and why? Like they were good, like
okay.
you know. And for me, it was the guy's enthusiasm and curiosity and openness, like willingness to kind of do anything. Actually, I've never encountered that kind of attitude with a guy in sex before. In this particular
where he'll just go wherever you want to be led.
Yeah, and it feels like, ooh, there's possibilities here versus yeah. this, there's
this
these clear walls.
First cafeteria menu of sex,
right.
which is just like, we'll have potatoes. Meat,
yeah, like and, to yeah. you, what constitutes good sex and bad sex in a female part?
That's good.
The cop showing up?
Yeah. That's a good question. I guess, like, it depends on the person to me, like, but. You know, I like build like a build. You like if you're like, so I was seeing the woman I'm dating. She doesn't live in town, and mm-hmm. I was seeing her. So like, there was a build, and it's like she was like, I'm gonna come home from work, and you'll be in my place. I'll let you into my place, and because she didn't have anybody to leave a key with. And I said, great. And I knew that meant like, oh, I'm going to fuck her on her lunch break. Yeah. You know,
so pick
like
up on those cues.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, that's also like, so like a build in that way constitutes good sex.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then, I like, I don't know if this is a weird thing to say, but like less,
teeth
for sure. That I did have an ex that I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, you were in a full-on relationship with
time?
Someone who had too much teeth in the blowjob, I'm assuming, is what we're talking about.
Yeah. No, in the vagina,
right? Well,
yeah.
Did
the
you
vagina
tell her?
Dittata. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Yes. You're a whore. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you're a whore. You know, you said horror with a Texas accent.
No. I meant both. No, I like, you know what I like is like the second or third time you sleep or fuck somebody, they keep surprising, you know, like there's a little more to them. Like they don't bust out all their moves on the first.
Yeah. Very
valuable. Like, this is fucking like, why? it's kind of like
you can't reveal the full hand.
Yeah, because like sometimes it's like what if, it's like watching Eddie Van Halen play a guitar solo or something. You're like, this is too much for anyone. Yeah, right, like
this isn't even fun anymore. Yeah,
and, you know, like and all this kind of.
It
stuff.
It also shows like a lack of boundaries and a like
and a lack of patience.
Yeah, and just
yeah, that's what I don't like. It's just like let me enjoy. Yes, that's a lack of patience is a good way to put it. I think because sometimes like I'm still trying. If something's not working right away, that doesn't mean it won't work. You know, like you kind of have to find a.
Also, the big thing about fucking somebody for the first time is you're fucking them for the first time. There don't need to be any tricks, right?
No, it just you need to like bring it a little bit, but like no, you can just be like solid effort. You know, like
yeah, I just haven't had sex in so long. I'm like, what even happens?
Oh.
I don't even know the rhythm. It's interesting. Well, no, it's not bad.
It'll come back to you, though.
Yeah. Because I had it once in like the span of a year and a half, but it was so quick and over with quickly that I don't even count it. But like, the rhythm of sex is a nice thing
and that
to
gets
enjoy.
Better. So yeah, I get. But like, what constitutes good sex is like new stuff. If it's with the same person over like a period of time or sessions, it's not therapy.
Or is it? I don't know, Shane. You tell me.
For me, it is certainly not. it is a mechanical need that's in my DNA.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. It's a real treat. Yeah. Princess, it's a proven method.
Prince and princess story over here.
My team likes sex.
Yeah, I think. No.
Well, I think that's interesting, though, because...
Well, some people don't like sex.
Well, I think it's, like, this thing that we all are... We're kind of, like, told that we, like, have to love, and it has to be, like, one of the most visceral needs and important things in our life, and so that if you don't feel that way, you feel like there's something wrong with you, but some people just don't like sex as much as other people, and that's totally fine. You just have to find a partner that matches up to that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, someone's feelings are going to get hurt.
Well, the woman I'm seeing now, it took, we were friends for years and then we finally just started dating.
Oh, one of those. Those are so
nice.
But
like not close friends, just kind of talk here and there friends. We always like
did enjoy. You always have like a thing for her?
I wouldn't say I've always had a thing for her. I always thought she was really cute and stuff and we became friends, you know, but like it wasn't like, she wasn't on my list of like, I'm going to try and move it this way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it
was have such a list of people who you're trying to move that way? You
hard,
can say yes. I do.
I mean, I don't know if I would call it a list.
Not like written down, but mentally.
Wow. I mean, there are people I've thought that about. Yeah, that you're like, oh, that would
like
be
number one on the list. Dave Attell for years before I was a comedian.
Interesting.
Doable. Achievable.
Yeah. No. So I guess like with somebody I'm dating, I like for it to change and be interesting, you know. But like then. If it's just somebody who I might hook up once or twice, like, let's just go. Like, let's just go hard. Yeah. Like, let's just be like, you know, like.
YOLO sex.
Yeah. Like, really. Yeah. Thank you. That's a good way to put it. Like, yeah. Like.
You could be a disgusting pig in a great way. Yeah, and then like, we'll never talk about it again.
This sounds like way more crass than if I mean it to. But like, if you don't think you're going to hear the phrase, don't do that. Then
that's I know what
like,
you mean.
Yeah. Like you want it to be unbridled.
That's as I mentioned earlier about
so,
like
I slap someone's ass.
Yeah.
It's not like the first time the only time you're going to have sex with them, they're going to be like, oh yeah, that's fine. You know, like.
Yeah, it's interesting.
As
like
opposed
these...
to someone you might have sex with again and again, like, or like go further down the road within just sex. You know, just be like, oh, he punched my butthole once or whatever.
Oh, ouchies.
I don't know. You're know, going for the punched? Joke. Have I ever had my butthole punched? No.
Have you ever had it fingered?
Just my own.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Wow, I'm really proud of you. Yeah. Oh, wow.
You masturbate with your finger
you
in your
so much
No,
more.
No, not sexually. I was like just being a disgusting like 15-year-old.
Wow, yeah. Shane, I was really excited.
Yeah,
because
I was like, Christina's reading this with rose-colored glasses on.
Yeah.
And I was like, it seems more like you had toilet paper on your finger and you need to get like a poop out or something.
It's more of a medical than sexual move,
I
guess.
I live in a world
move,
where men finger their own buttholes and they're unapologetic about it.
Whatever floats your boat, but I guess it's not, I don't think...
How do you know if it floats your boat if you never tried it?
Yeah, it's true.
You never tried to be on the boat.
That's true, but...
This is my mission.
Here's the thing. I don't think it floats my boat because no partner that I have had sex with has ever wanted to try and float my boat that way.
So that doesn't mean that it doesn't float your boat. It just means you have not encountered anybody who wanted to be on that boat with you.
Yeah, but that makes me, in my head, be like, well, no one wants to do
it. Is my boat got a hole in it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, what's wrong with my boat?
Well, I will think... Right. My boat need repairs. I do think it's a newer phenomenon.
My boat jammed up the Suez Canal for 5 days.
Well, I mean, when we started Guys We Fucked, I was dating the same person for a long time, and I kind of discovered the asshole in the middle of the podcast. I was the male asshole, and how it's got all of these amazing things up inside it that you can make a guy come in a way that is beyond just coming through your dick. And I got to say, after I broke up with the ex and I tried it in the real world, I was like, this is the boat I want to be on.
Really?
Yeah.
So for you, like doing it to a guy.
Yeah.
Just got your motor all revved
yeah.
up.
Yeah. It's when a man
was
describes,
it easier for you to get off after you got a guy off that way?
Yeah. So I've always heard guys like my one long term partner was really got off on the girl getting off, which, ugh, there's just aces. That's always going to be a fun combo.
That is always a way to get off. Though.
Oh,
like,
my
yeah,
God.
Like, I mean,
and I admire
that's not
that.
The only way I do it, but that does work for me. Like,
right. And
like if someone
so
sits
beautiful.
On my face and then it's, you know.
Yeah, and they're coming real hard. That's
yeah,
going to get you
great.
Turned on.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Like, yeah.
Totally. And so I always knew of that concept with regards to straight men towards straight women, but I've never felt it as a straight woman. And then when I milked a guy's prostate for the first time, which I know that phrase sounds more involved than it is, it's just ramming your finger up a guy's asshole. But, you know, in a
yeah,
dexterous
that's why it's not
way.
Gonna
yeah,
happen.
I was like, maybe not ramming.
Not ramming, but
that's
like...
That's a nice bit of poetry you threw up there.
When you build up... We hope you enjoyed this clip with stand-up comedian Shane Torres. If you want to hear the rest of the conversation, head on over to apple.co/GWF. Again, that is apple.co/GWF.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.